Right now, teachers and professors from across the country are packing their bags for a trip to Lawrence, Kansas, where they'll learn about African-American poetry from the last 50 years. It's part of KU's project on the history of Black writing, but the real draw for many attendees is the founder of that program, Mary Emma Graham. We'll talk with her about Black poetry in America, past, present, and future. But first, some unfinished business with the mayor of Clay Como and your stories about memorable teachers. I'm Gina Kaufman. Stay tuned for Central Standard. When you walk into the tiny Nellie's Bell's Diner on Highway 69 in Clay Como, you're going to have to squeeze by people sitting at the counter. But hopefully you'll find a place at one of the booths. Nellie's Bell's doesn't officially open until 3:30 a.m., but shift workers from the Ford Auto Plant start showing up around 3. Pretty soon the after-hours crowd starts mingling with people heading to work. And overseeing it all for the past 23 years is owner Dixie Edwards.
People come here almost every day, the same ones, and they just talk about their families, their jobs, whatever. Everybody just knows each other. And if you don't know somebody when you come in, you do before you leave, because it's so small.
Dixie was born in Clay Como. She spent the first few years of her life in a mansion that was torn down to make way for the auto assembly plant. And now at 73... she is up on the latest industry news.
A lot of them come in and say, well, what's going on now? Because we hear it here first, which maybe isn't true, but that's kind of a joke, you know. If you hear it at Nellie Bell's, it's got to be true.
I'm Gina Kaufman, and we visited this cozy hangout in Clay Como because we have some unfinished business with the people there. Last week on Central Standard, we explored whether Clay Como, where Ford has such a presence, is a company town. In the course of that conversation, some less than flattering things were said. Let's hear them.
People don't move to Clay Como because it's a cool place to live. They're not coming out of Leawood and saying, yeah, I aspire to live in Clay Como.
What's it like there? How would you describe the vibe or the personality?
Placid.
What would you say, Lonnie?
Like he said, it's even me living in Raytown, I wouldn't want to move to Clay Co. I mean, it's not a whole lot going on. There's a Ford plant there, and then, you know, the businesses. So it's not a town to where you say, yeah, you know, I'm going to move to Clay Como. Yeah,
there's no movie theater.
Right.
There's a McDonald's. Right. There's a number of secondhand stores. There's a really vibrant gun shop there that's
right.
Doing business, almost, 12, 14 hours a day.
The same car wash is there that I went and watched my first car 25 years ago. That car wash is still there. So it's not a lot going on.
It's a static town. It's pretty much what it was quite a few years ago.
Ouch. As you might imagine, the people of Clay Como did not love that. When our producer went to Clay Como for breakfast yesterday, she quickly learned that this conversation on the radio was known to one and all. So we've invited the chairman of the board of Clay Como, that's their equivalent of a mayor, to Central Standard to straighten things out. Jim Stopher, good morning.
Good morning.
What bothers you most about the characterization of Clay Como we just heard?
Well, you know, Clay Como is a small place, obviously, but we're safe. We have outstanding fire and police. Our taxes are low. We have super access to the highway system, close to everything. Yeah, we don't have a movie theater, but there's an awful lot of communities that don't. It's so easy to get anywhere in Clay Como, to anywhere in the metro area, to the airport, downtown, anywhere you want to go.
Remind us how many people live in Clay Como.
1,467.
And that is an interesting dynamic because you've got that Ford plant employing about close to six times that.
Absolutely. Ford has varied over the years. They've been up to 5,800, down to 3,500, and now we're knocking on close to 8,000.
Well, let's address some of the specifics of just what we heard in that discussion. People not wanting to move there. That was something that was said, like nobody wants to move to Clay Como. Is there population growth in Clay Como?
Well, we're landlocked pretty much except for some acreage behind the Ford plant. But we don't have very many vacant houses. The housing is stable. It's a nice place to live. The kids can walk the streets without getting run over or without getting worried about breaking in your house. And it's just a very nice, safe place to live.
What about that perception that Clay Como doesn't change? That's one of the things we heard there. We visited a diner run by a 73-year-old who's lived in Clay Como her whole life. And to me, that sounds not like negative. I mean, that sounds kind of charming. The whole notion of people and businesses staying where they are, developing relationships, community, contributing to communities over long periods of time. It's old-fashioned, but that's not necessarily a bad thing. I mean, how do you experience that, the sense of change or lack thereof?
Well, there's been some change, obviously. In the last 15 years, last 20 years, we've dramatically changed the perception of the highway, the city, fire, and police departments, all been rebuilt and redone. We'd love to have some brand new stuff, but we'd have to raise taxes to do it. And we're pretty happy with our tax base. We're pretty happy with the low tax rate. The residents are pretty happy with all the services they have. Just a really nice place to be.
Talk about the kinds of businesses that are in Clay Como. We heard about fast food places and car washes, secondhand stores and gun shops. Do you feel like there's an underlying point that was being made in that list of businesses that our guests last week described?
Well, there's a lot of mom-and-pop businesses. The old style, I have a small business myself.
What is it?
That's a plumbing company. But I have several friends that, you know, we have people that live in the residential area, and they have a business. A good friend of mine has a heating and cooling company, and that's what he does.
And serves mostly Clay Como or beyond?
Oh, no, he serves all over.
But what other kinds of businesses does Clay Como have? It sounds like a lot of service-oriented businesses.
Oh, absolutely. We've got the car lots, the auto body shop. We got distribution companies. We've got, of course, the restaurants. We got one pawn shop, not crazy about. We got check payday lender. We're not crazy about, but we just got a lot of good businesses in town.
Jim Stouffer, chairman of Clay Como, I'd like to talk to you about Ford a little bit more because we just talked about that Ford is huge. I mean, that plant employs upwards of 6,000 people, including you.
Yes, I have here next month. I'll be there 38 years working at Ford.
Is it common for, you are essentially, if not in name, at least in spirit, the mayor of Clay Como.
Right.
And you work at the Ford plant. Does pretty much everyone, and you run a plumbing business, but you also work at the Ford plant. Does pretty much everyone work at the Ford plant, or is this just a coincidence?
Well, no, it's a coincidence, actually. I'm the only one in my family that works at the Ford plant. I've been there since I was 18 years old. Probably, 20% of the residents at Clay Como is tied with employees of the Ford plant. Of course, everybody's tied together by the income and by it being there. But we have a lot of residents that retired from GM and TWA and just all over the place.
Were you born in Clay Como?
No, I was born in Excelsior Springs.
What drew you there?
My wife and I picked out a house in 1987 and bought it, raised the kids there.
But what was it about Clay Como? I mean, we heard earlier this theory that no one aspires to live in Clay Como, but you did move to Clay Como, and something must have really caught your fancy.
We looked at lots of houses, and we tried to look at the crime rate and look at the neighborhoods, and we wanted something like, a small town yet safe and ready to go. And we moved into Clay Como when my youngest son was 6 months old, and he's now, of course, knocking on 30, so it's been a wonderful place to live. It's been super safe all these years.
What is like a side of Clay Como that only the residents really know?
Probably how safe it is and the services that we have. Our city hall staff, our emergency services, you can count on them. We have one lady that has a lot of health concerns, and she's a dear friend. And the firemen know her on site. She trusts them totally on site. It's a relationship that you can't get in a big city. They take care of the residents.
So people taking care of each other. Well, Clay Como is actually, like, officially not a town or a city, but a village. What does that mean from a governmental standpoint, just technically?
Well, it's just a little bit different. It's a board of trustees. It's five members that run it, the same as a city council would. And you choose who the chairman of the board is going to be. It's a position chosen within the board of trustees and not elected as a mayor outside, like most big cities. We could be a city. There's no reason we couldn't. It just would be a vote of the people.
Does it feel like a village? There's the technical side of it being a village, but then there's this question of just spirit.
It definitely feels like a – I don't know how you would define a village, really, but it's close-knit. Everybody knows everybody. And, of course, we got a lot of new people that have come in the last few years, and it's really great. You'll see new faces, kids walking up and down the sidewalks that I had never seen before. It's just a new generation coming. So people do move to Clay Como.
What's your favorite thing to do there? Like, if I were wanting to go hang out in Clay Como one day and get a taste of the best thing Clay Como has to offer, what would it be?
Oh, goodness. Well, our parks are beautiful. We've got three parks. And they stay fairly busy, tennis court and, you know, walking trails and the different things we've put in over the years. But we got some great food. The diners, we got Nellie Bell's, of course, and I know Dixie, I've known her for years. And you got Mom and Pa's Kettle up there, just home cooking. And Elsinboro Mexican Restaurant, you know, these places draw people in because they got super great food and they're reliable.
And it sounds like diners are the specialty.
They're definitely top of the list.
Do you have concerns about the future of Clay Como? I mean, when you think about the future, are there problems that you think need to be solved or directions that you're sort of hoping things do or don't go?
Well, I mean, it's like any other community. You know, you got to worry about the sewer lines. You got to worry about the streets. You got to worry about all those things that make a community. But no, we are in pretty good shape. We got some plans. We got an economic development committee working together to try to get the shopping center to get, you know, improvised and cleaned up. We got some good plans down the road. And things have happened. You know, the economic downturn in the country has really hit Clay Como like everywhere else. And we managed to struggle through it. And now we're back on the upside of it. And we're starting to see a little more revenue than we had. So we're doing pretty good.
What did that struggle look like? And how are you seeing improvement?
Oh, the struggle was... you know, we were dipping into savings for several years just to sustain levels of services without, you know, seeking another tax increase from the residents. But, of course, with the expansion of Ford, that has expanded our tax base a little bit. And it's been great, and it's going to be better.
Are there people in town? I mean, we met Dixie Edwards at the diner there. Are there people other than her in town in Clay Como who everyone knows and loves?
Oh, goodness. There's several people that, I mean, you're going to know their name if you've been in Clay Como very long.
Can you tell us about one of them?
Well, Charlie Ward, he's a, I guess you could say, controversial a little bit. He's a unique individual, but he's run the road district in Clay Como for, gosh, 30, 40, I don't know how many years. And we get along okay, I guess, sometimes. Sometimes we don't, but he does a great job on the streets. We have the best streets, best sidewalks. It's really nice.
Is there anything that we haven't talked about that you would like to clear up or get off your chest? I mean, are there perceptions out there in the rest of the metro area that you'd like a chance to dispel?
Well, you know, a couple of things were said last week about the police department. And I got to tell you, being at Ford all these years and when I was union president at the Ford plant, and the mayor at the same time, I would have people come to me and say, oh, well, Clay Como wrote a ticket for 2 miles over the speed limit. No, never happened. Not one time. We don't write tickets for two over the speed limit.
You looked into that and can just confirm that doesn't happen.
Yes, it doesn't happen.
I think what was said was that there was a feeling among some employees at the Ford plant anyway that police kind of try to wait for them to get off work and wait, like kind of camp out waiting to ticket them.
You know, I tell you, police are like anywhere else. They're out there and their job is to serve and protect and a balance somewhere between taking care of the residents and keeping the crime off the streets. Those red and blue lights flashing out there help deter crime. They do a lot of traffic stops But the tickets, the ratio of tickets is less than 50% of all the traffic stops that Clay Como's ever done. Now, there's been instances, you know, in the past we've had a bad officer or a gung-ho officer who gets aggressive, and we don't want that officer to be there. We want that officer to go on down the road somewhere else. We want just to have a nice, balanced place. They don't try to set out around the corner and watch and hide, but they do watch for speeders. I had a guy coming out behind the Ford plant where the speed limit is 35. He's going 80, and then he complains to me because he got a ticket. I mean, if you get a ticket for speeding, the speed limit's 40 on the highway, just like every other place has a speed limit. If you get stopped, don't complain about it. You know, don't speed. Run the speed limit, be reasonable, and if Clay Como stops you, they're going to say, have a nice day, be careful. You had a light out, something, whatever it was.
Anything else? Was that the main one that was bothering you? Or?
Well, yeah, that was irritating because I've heard it over the years and I've investigated. I even set up an email one time many years ago. If you got a complaint about Clay Como, please let me know. I got one response. But I've had guys get DWIs and just stuff over the years, but that's police officers doing their job. And they've got a job to do, and they're pretty doggone good at it.
Well, Jim Stoffer, I'm really glad you reached out to us. It's been great to take a closer look at Clay Como. I'm planning my day trip as we speak.
Come on down.
That was chairman of the board of the Village of Clay Como, who also works at the Ford plant there in town. Central Standard will be back in a minute with your stories about memorable teachers, plus the Black Arts Poetry Conference at KU. I'm Gina Kaufman. Stay with us.